That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Wednesday. It is hump day. Don't forget to hump someone you love.
Could never forget.
Who could?
Who could?
Highlight of my week.
Yes. And I mean, Dude's not here to celebrate, but I know he's busy with duties, so I won't get too down about it.
He's busy with his duties.
Dude, we miss you if you're watching from home. Sending mad love.
Hope everyone had a great day since yesterday and they enjoyed yesterday's episode, which I thought was hysterical. And we had a fabulous interview. So we're just like, I don't know, killing it.
Yeah, this is the first full week in a few weeks. And it's a struggle, I'm not going to lie. But, you know, one foot forward, one day at a time. And now we're getting over the hump, which pleases me to no end.
I feel like a great way to get through the week. I feel like this podcast should just be tips on how to get through the week. Because I'm constantly like living and trying to pull away some tips, hacks, if you will, to help people get through the week. So I have, as of yesterday, made like a really fun plan for Saturday.
Okay.
And now I'm just like, I have something to look forward to. It's like, you know, it makes it so exciting, you know?
Yeah. That's an interesting tip of how to get through the week. This show really is like letting you know what day it is and trying to get you to the next day.
No, and that's in this life, all we can ask for to get to the next day. You honestly, the story about Willie Garson, which we'll get to, really made me realize like life is so short.
Yeah. So maybe we should stop complaining.
And just be grateful for each day.
Yeah.
I know. We really should. I'll try.
I'll try to. It just depends.
On like how fat I am.
No, like when if I'm on vacation, I'm living life to the fullest.
No, totally. And then you really understand those people who like give it all up and like live in a shack on the beach.
No, and or like get a van and just live.
No, I totally get that. If I didn't feel like I couldn't survive without so many material items, I would do it in 2 seconds.
Yeah. I don't think either of us are suited for that.
No, definitely not.
But that's exciting. Do you want to tell me about your Saturday plans? I'm clearly not invited.
No, I'm sorry. I'm going with Brian. It's like, you know, just like a date with my boyfriend. We're going to Global Citizens Festival, which I've never been to.
The one in Central Park?
Yeah. Lizzo, Billie Eilish. You know, Brian got the hookup with like the best tickets in the place. Who else is performing? I don't remember, but I'm really excited.
That's fun.
Yeah. Listen to some music, drink some booze. I heard Harry and Meghan are scheduled to make an appearance. So like, if I can get backstage and just like talk to them, and this is what I'm gonna say. Guys, what's up? Do you guys wanna be friends? Like, we're both like thirsty social climbers. I actually feel like we have a lot in common. Should we go for lunch? I know it's a great place. Cerebon. Yeah, come on, let's go. That's what I would say.
Okay.
Cause even though like I talk major shit, like, would still love to visit the compound, see the chickens, see Archie.
No.
Yeah.
I want to visit Kensington Palace.
Well, of course. But honestly, I'm never going to be in the same room as anyone who actually lives in Kensington Palace. But
you never know. Dream big, sis.
That's true. I could be invited to perform for the Queen.
You could be.
Imagine if we got invited to perform for the Queen, like our podcast, you know? Like, she just loves the podcast. And, you know, people, when you get invited to perform for the Queen, like, you have a talent. Usually it's like dancing or singing or opera. Guitar
playing.
She
just wants a live podcast.
But she just wants us to like sit and do our thing.
Oh my God. And we would do like 5 royal stories. We would give her our take on them. That sounds like
just putting
like
it out there.
Actual dream of mine. Like
manifest.
I need to, you know, start writing down, manifesting. That's a dream of mine. Live podcast for the Queen, private audience.
PA.
With the Queen.
Yeah. And we just bring our mics and nothing else. Oh, actually,
and
maybe
the iPad.
Maybe we fly in like the whole set.
Yeah.
All of our mics, our table, of course, the book Queen Needs a Copy for those lonely nights.
She's already read it.
For sure.
She wants a live show.
Neon sign, and we just set up shop in Kensington. And you know what? Maybe we'd become like a residency there. Like, they'd leave our set so we could just do like monthly shows.
Yeah. And also for the tourists that come through.
For sure. Gotta indulge the tourists.
It's a really good idea. I know they're always looking for ways to modernize, and I just think that this could be something for them. Free idea.
By the way, major update from something we spoke about yesterday about your journey with Outlander. Mm. So as you guys know, Jackie's been watching Outlander, and apparently at the end of season one, there's like this awful, awful, disturbing scene that like may not be best for a pregnant woman to watch. Like, you're very sensitive right now. We must protect your body, your feelings, your brain at all costs.
Right.
So I, being, you know, the protective future auntie that I am.
And the curious cat.
Yeah, of course. I like wanted to know what all the hoopla was about. And like, this is what I get for just like being so fucking nosy, because I watched the scene. It ruined my entire day. I was thinking about it up until I went to bed. So disturbing. And from what people have told me, like, it's even more disturbing when you know the characters, because there's like this mental element that I don't know the context of who's who and who's on right. the same side. I've heard it's even worse. And then I've also heard that in season two, there is a very disturbing scene again, specifically about pregnancy, something.
Okay.
That you should not watch. So I'm really feeling like you should be done with Outlander.
I know, because I keep turning it on. Last night I watched an episode and a half, and like, I'm just so nervous that I'm going to see something that I can't handle. And like, the show is pretty good, but it's just like, I shouldn't be so on edge while watching it. I might give it up. I really might. But I do want to know what happens. Everyone's saying I should read the books. But now that I've watched the show, I'm not going to start
go backwards.
The books. So I would like to read some sort of synopsis, because I'm curious about what happens. But, and I also like would now need to know what happens in that episode. We'll see. I might continue. I will definitely not be watching the episode that you told me. I will just have you tell me what you saw.
So disturbing.
Okay.
Well, very
thank
upsetting.
You for doing that for me.
Of course. The day was ruined, but I protected my sister, so it's a net even.
And you, because now it's like my curiosity. It's like, what could it be?
It's so bad.
Because also, so much of the TV that we watch is gory, violent.
Yeah.
Traumatic, mm-hmm. even. And you don't get warnings like
no,
that.
No, so for this to have stood out, like, it's much worse.
Right. So what
Because
it
honestly,
be?
It's not even, like, a scene. It, like, is the whole episode.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I can't even fathom.
I know.
Okay.
It's just really bad. So I'm sorry that, like, the show that you, like, were starting
that
to get invested
like,
in.
I've invested in and I, like, you know, put down roots with it. And mm-hmm. I gave it the time that it needed, the space it needed to grow. And now I might have to just abandon it. I need to just watch something that's like upbeat and fun, like Desperate Housewives, but not
no,
Desperate
No, you need to watch Never Have I Ever on Netflix. I've told you 1,000 times.
How many seasons is it? Isn't it about teens?
Yeah, you love teens. You're still like watching Riverdale.
Only at the end of every season.
Every single season. No, watch it. It's so cute and fun, and like, it's just easy. Like, if you're looking for something really light, I really enjoy it.
I don't know. I want something that's going to suck me in and take me into their world.
Well, that's not what this is.
That's Outlander.
That's Downton Abbey.
How's it going?
So it's going really well. I'm going to issue a small spoiler alert, so just go away. So what I saw last night was very upsetting, because Anna gets attacked by that horrible Lord Gillingham's valet, and she's just kind of dealing with the life after that, and it's really hard because we stan Anna, and she's always been like, so you don't even realize she's like this ball of sunshine and energy, and now that she's like not, you really realize,
you see the effects in
yes.
the house.
But also there's something going on with Edith, because she and this guy Michael, like, I know
is the editor.
The editor. So she and Michael, like, are planning this whole thing. Like, he's going to go to Germany, become a U.S. German citizen, so that he can get a divorce legally from his wife, who's in the loony bin. And you can't do that in England, whatever. So the night before he leaves, he makes her sign a weird piece of paperwork, and then he fucks her. And then he goes to Germany, and she hasn't heard from him. So she goes into London, and we don't see anything beside her going into a doctor's office. So it's, like, unbelievably clear that she's pregnant, that man abandoned her, and something I feel like he maybe stole, like, I don't know what that paperwork was that she signed. Like, maybe she, like, signed her estate over to him. I don't know. Like, there's something going on. This man is not who we think he is. And okay. I'm so glad for it, because Edith deserves nothing. Edith deserves the worst.
Okay. I know what happened, so I'm just not going to share. You're not entirely right.
Oh, okay.
But still,
Edith. He's not coming back.
But still, Edith, it's not good. It's not good. Day to be Edith.
Did he give her an STD? Why'd she go to the doctor? Don't tell me.
You'll find out soon enough.
Okay, no.
And just, it's crazy. The Edith journey, now that thinking back on it, like, it is a wild ride.
No, you know what else is wild? Like, I went on YouTube yesterday because I wanted to watch Maggie Smith accept her Emmy because she's won 3. And, of course, she never showed up any of the times that she won.
Queen.
And then I just went down a rabbit hole of, like, the Downton Abbey cast. So there was, like, this Vanity Fair video reacting to Maggie Smith's best moments on the show. And it was Tom, Edith, and Michelle...
Mary
Crawley. And my God, Edith is beautiful. And like in this show, I think they actually make her ugly. Like, because she's supposed to be like this ugly duckling sister. And then she was sitting in this Vanity Fair studio. I'm like, this is a fabulous, chic looking girl. It's so surprising.
It's like Game of Thrones when you see them out of the
characters. Their characters with like the dirt all over their face. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous. And it was just crazy. And then I stopped watching those YouTube videos because I knew I was going to end up like spoiling something 100%. For myself. Yeah. I just couldn't say no to this one particular video.
Okay. Just keep going.
So I'm just like having the best time with Downton. Sometimes it does get a little boring.
Yeah, it
does. Especially like the 5 episodes I've watched since, spoiler alert, Matthew died are pretty boring. Like this whole storyline, Mr. Carson's friend from back in the day comes into town, stays at Mrs. Crawley's house. Like, so boring.
Yeah.
But there's good stuff here.
Yeah, keep going. Keep going.
I certainly know.
What season are you on?
4.
How many are there?
6.
Okay.
No, I know. I'm like almost done.
I know. I want you to be done just so that we can talk about how it all shook out.
I know. And then the movie.
And then the movie.
I feel like I like the movie even like though I've heard it's terrible. Like I just like the characters.
That's what you think.
Oh, okay. That's what
you think. No, like it's fine. Like, yeah, you like the characters, but it's like for some reason it's so silly. It's so fucking silly. I can't explain it.
And you know what's so interesting is that like no one from the show ever really like acted again. Like in other shit.
Well, Dan Stevens, obviously.
Yeah, of course. Beast. But like no one else. Also, Cinderella. What's her name? Lily?
Lily James.
Yeah. Was she famous before Downton or Downton made her famous?
I don't know.
It would be, I'd be interested to know.
Yeah. But yeah, no, she's done a lot of other movies. Like Mamma Mia.
No, she's like.
Yesterday.
She's fully not famous from Downton anymore. Like she has other shit going on.
Yeah.
She's honestly famous from Dominic West, but.
She's famous from
Dominic West.
I guess Cinderella.
Yeah. And Dominic West.
And Mamma Mia.
And Dominic West.
Yeah, but you had to know her to care that she was with Dominic West.
And she also dated one of the Chrises.
Oh, yeah.
Captain America.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was cute.
How nice for her.
Yeah.
Happy for her. Well, we have a great show for you guys today, Fast 5 Stories.
We got to get into it.
There was no TV on last night, but if you are looking for a Bachelor in Paradise recap, The Snatchler will be releasing an episode this week. So make sure to head over to The Snatchler. Check it out.
I will be checking out The Snatchler to find out what's going on with Snatchler. What music should I be listening to? What does Snatchler need me to know?
I'm always looking out, thinking about, dreaming about Snatchler.
Yeah. And like we get more Snatchler listening to The Snatchler than I could ever get in a FaceTime with her, you know?
No, she doesn't even, like, respond in the FaceTime. Like, she's so busy being Snatchler-y.
Yeah, she puts it all into the Snatchler. So she's like, if you want to know what's new with me, I just recorded it.
Check out the Snatchler.
Yeah. So I will be checking out the Snatchler. The whole bunk is checking out the Snatchler. I highly recommend it. Without further ado, it is time for the Fast 5 Stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And today's episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. All of our businesses reopening means that millions of jobs will need to be filled. So where do these businesses turn to fill these roles? It's ZipRecruiter. When you post a job on ZipRecruiter, they send your job to over 100 top job sites and giving you access to their network of millions of job seekers. ZipRecruiter's matching technology scans resumes to find qualified candidates for your open roles and proactively presents them to you. You can easily view recommended candidates, and invite your top choices to apply for your job, which encourages them to apply faster. According to ZipRecruiter internal data, jobs where employers invite candidates to apply get 2.5 times more candidates. ZipRecruiter's technology is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at this address, ZipRecruiter.com/toast. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TOAST. If you want to get ZipRecruiter for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/toast. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Okay, first story, a little exciting. Bebe news. Kylie Jenner says her new brand, Kylie Bebe, has been tested and approved by daughter Stormy. Yesterday, finally, Kylie unveiled her plans for Kylie Bebe. It's a skin and hair care line dedicated to babies and young kids, and shared that all of the brand's products have been tested and approved by her own three-year-old child. She said she's so excited to introduce Kylie Baby to us guys. It was a dream of hers to develop clean, safe, effective, and conscious baby care when she became a mom. Now, she has it.
Honest is quaking.
I was thinking about Honest too.
Well, Honest is honestly like the benchmark for like one of the most successful celebrity brands of all time.
It's so true. And like Kylie is obviously such a success, but every time she starts something new, she has to prove herself. And I feel like with Kylie Baby, you know, she's still going to have to prove herself.
And also like,
and people are extremely, extremely diligent and particular about what products they use for their baby. So this isn't just like, oh my God, I love Kylie lip kit. I'm getting it for like my baby.
Or like bathing suit.
Yeah, no, it's different when it comes to your kid.
People do literally so much research on the things that they use on their kids. So the fact that Stormy uses it, that's great. She said it's like vegan, cruelty-free. She said it's all the things. It's completely clean. But honestly, like, and I know this is going to sound crazy, but like if Kourtney Kardashian uses Kylie Baby, like then I feel like it's okay because she's like so clean.
I feel that.
But Honest is really like, in my opinion, not only one of the biggest celebrity like baby or just brands in general, it's also like one of the biggest baby brands in the world. Like, yeah, they fucking kill it.
No, it's like if you're looking for Bebe products, like Honest is at the top of the list.
Especially if you're looking for like organic, holistic,
they had
whatever.
Some stuff though where it was like the products were
defective.
There was like an issue. I think there was some sort of recall. Like, I think it's all squared away now, but like it wasn't without
drama.
Scandal.
So I was surprised because when I heard Kylie Baby, I thought it was definitely going to be like clothes, mm-hmm. or like, I don't know, I didn't think shampoo, conditioner, combs. I didn't think that at all. But it's so cute, the branding. I do think it's crazy that she's launching or like announcing so close to Kylie Swim. Like, she couldn't have spread it out. Like,
you know what? Based on those designs and this, they're two completely different audiences.
Obviously.
You know, because I support all Kylie endeavors. I will not be wearing Kylie Swim. Kylie Swim would not be wearing me.
No, Kylie Swim would be wearing me, but I would not be wearing it.
No,
it was a little tacky. Like, I was actually really surprised. Like, the designs were just, like, kind of, like, fast fashion-y.
Yeah, they just, like, were not... They didn't seem like they provide any support.
None.
Flattering.
No.
You just have, like, all these cutouts of chunks hanging around.
No, it's like, hey, you want to see one of my rolls? Like,
right. And so, as, like, a pregnant lady, like, the thought of putting that on, like... Kylie Swim, no. Kylie Baby, yes.
You know, you're either at a Kylie Swim phase in your life or a Kylie Baby's phase in your life. Like, let's be real.
Both.
You can never be both. Honestly, I feel like the Kylie Swim stuff would look really good on Snatcher.
Yeah,
she's
exactly.
like the perfect body for it.
Exactly.
You know, I feel you. So I'm curious if Kylie Baby's gonna like do well. I mean, everything Kylie does well, and also the Kylie Baby Instagram already has over 1 million followers, which I thought was like so crazy.
Wow.
I mean, she did like create the account and like do like a couple like
teases.
Shady teases a few months ago, so it's been a while, but I thought that when I saw that number, I was shocked.
Oh, I didn't even look, but that's really exciting.
I kind of want to compare like what all of Kylie's brands, like what does Kylie Cosmetics have?
Like probably 12 million.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
25. Kylie Swim?
Less than a million.
973. Kylie Baby?
1.5 million.
1.3. The branding is super cute. I
super
love like
cute.
The pink and blue, like gender bending.
Clouds.
I know. I just am curious if the shit is good.
I know. And I wonder what it smells like because baby products smell so fantastic.
I know. But you know what? Like, call me old fashioned. But like, when it comes to baby products, like, I'm really like a Johnson & Johnson, like, what the shit that I use, you know?
Yeah. Johnson & Johnson, you know, no it tears. Smells so fucking good.
So
but
good.
Like, now that I think about it, is it cruelty, vegan, hyperallergenic?
I don't know. It's SC Johnson, a family company. I don't know.
But are they a cruel family company?
No, that's a good question because like so much has changed since like we were kids. Like, when you remember those like watermelon like shampoos we used to use? Like, they would come in those little short bottles.
Yeah, they were like, and they looked like fish.
Yeah, like those L'Oreal. Were full of parabens. L'Oreal. Definitely full of oxidants, parabens. Very cruel.
Very cruel.
So, and we're fine.
Yeah.
Better than fine. We
yeah.
have a thriving
no,
podcast.
No, but then sometimes, like, you, there are products that, like, cause issues.
Yeah.
That you find out. Like, it could be really bad. So it's better yeah. to be not cruel.
But then when I think, and that's what I've been thinking so much, like, because you're pregnant, like, the cave women were fine.
But the cave women, like, weren't putting parabens in their shit.
That's true.
I feel that way about so many things in like food things and like things that people worry about, you know, if the cave women could do it, like in the medieval times, oh, you have a cramp, have a glass of wine. Like,
right.
So I do feel that way in general, but like they were just using water
and earth. Yeah. And no, wine. I feel you.
Yeah. I will definitely would try Kylie.
Oh yeah. You're Bebe, an expecting mother. Like, are you going to
do it? But I haven't at all like started thinking about like what sorts of products. But yeah, I guess like at this point, like why would I go with something that's cruel when there's something that's cruelty free?
Right. But like, I'm going to need like, you know, an investigation because like we're putting this on our children. Like, okay, Kylie says it's cruelty free and I'm not saying she's lying, but like, I just need some tests to be done. Like, where's the FDA?
How do you test for cruelty?
I don't know. See if it cries.
Also, the announcement is making news because her and Stormy are wearing blue. Are they having a boy?
I don't know. I feel like Kylie's like not that obvious. Like, it was probably just like a cute robe.
No, but she's always wearing pink.
I guess, but like it's a gender neutral brand.
So she could have worn.
So it's girls. It's girls wearing pink.
Yeah, that I think that too. But I also do think she's having a boy based on like she her was body. Putting like blue emojis on stuff. And no, I don't. Her body, like. She's, first of all, I guess her pregnancy style is like wearing your bump out, which, because she posted like some OOTDs yesterday and like it's like crop top season for her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so like that's the inspo we're working with and maybe I'll try it.
Yeah, you should.
That would be so fucking crazy.
Just show up to the toes like, with like a tiny little tank top.
I don't even wear a crop top when I'm not pregnant, but I'm going to do it when I'm pregnant.
Totally.
And so I don't know how far along she is and I can't tell, but I mean, I wouldn't
People think she's due in December.
You think?
That would make her pretty far along.
Yeah.
And I don't know if she's having a boy, but if she did, that would just be perfect for her. Because then she literally has just, like, the perfect family. Like, boy, girl.
And then, like, we could just, I could just take inspo for her. Like, what's Mr. Stormy wearing?
No, and then, like, if her baby's, like, a little bit older than yours, and, like, she is always selling her, like, fancy shit on Kardashian Closet. Like, yes. You could literally buy Mr. Stormy's hand-me-downs.
Yes, I look at Kardashian Closet every time they post it.
Every single time. And honestly, I would never buy clothing because it's non-refundable and, like, you really never know your size and, like, it's all of its custom. But the accessories are always gone. People probably think the same. It's, like, hard to know what size you are. Jewelry, bags, shoes, gone. But, like, one of these days, I don't have a Birkin. But one of these days, like, when I do something really successful and, like, make a lot of money, like, my first Birkin, I don't want to get it from Hermes.
No.
I want to get it from KardashianCloset.com.
To have history.
Exactly. Importance.
Do they sell their Birkins on Kardashian
Sometimes.
Closet?
They're the first things to go.
Damn. And their prices are pretty. It's not like they're charging more because they were worn by Kardashians.
No, it's just fair, like secondhand vintage
prices.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I so agree. I haven't bought anything, but there's been a few times I really ruminated on something.
Me too.
And I always like love to see what they're selling.
Me too.
I'm buying what they're selling.
And honestly, I don't want to even say this because I feel like it's the best kept secret, but the best closet to shop, Chris. Mm. You heard it here first.
Well, it depends on your body, your height.
I'm not even talking about clothes. Her opulence, like, I'm just, she's another level of like rich mom.
But
like,
no, but like for different people, like I'm the same shoe size as Kim. I'm not the same shoe size as Kylie. Like if she's selling shoes, I can't buy them. Mm-hmm. I'm the same height as Kim. So
I'm just talking about in terms of selection.
No, in terms of selection, probably Kylie's closet's my favorite, but it just depends. Like, everybody probably has a different, like, and all the girls have different shoe sizes. So, like, some people are a Chloe. Like, it's nice. There's really something for everyone.
That's true.
But Kim's my exact shoe size.
And they've all, like, fluctuated over the years in their weight. So there's literally size from, like, size 2 to size 12.
In every height. It's really wonderful.
It is. It's like a Kmart.
It's an inclusive place to shop.
No, it's literally a department store.
Yeah. Okay, our next story is very sad. Willie Garson, the beloved Sex and the City actor, has died at the age of 57.
This was so shocking. I thought it was for sure fake.
Willie Garson, the actor who played the beloved character Stanford Blatch in Sex and the City and its upcoming reboot and Just Like That with real-life best friend Sarah Jessica Parker, has died. He was 57. An HBO Max spokesperson told The Post, quote, Willie Garson was in life as on screen a devoted friend and a bright light for everyone in his universe. He created one of the most beloved characters from the HBO pantheon and was a member of our family for nearly 25 years. We are deeply saddened to learn of his passing and extend our sincere condolences to his family and loved ones.
This is so sad. Like, when I think back, Stanny is just, like, everything of the sort. And honestly, he was the only one who used to keep Carrie in check. So,
100%.
Like, this is such a loss, not only for the world, but, like,
For the real world.
For the real world. But also, it's so interesting because I had seen pictures of him somewhat recently filming the And Just Like That reboot.
Yeah.
So I don't know where this falls into place with the storyline. I just feel like this reboot is like not, it's like cursed.
You think?
I just like don't have good vibes about it. And also now that Stanny's not in it, like I'm okay.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't one of those people who's been so excited about it, but there's been like stills coming out and people are feeling enthusiastic. This definitely, you know, puts a sad twinge on it.
Totally. It was just so shocking. 57. Apparently he had been privately battling, I heard, cancer, mm-hmm. and a few weeks ago was put into hospice. So for those around him, it was not shocking, but for us, because he didn't share, it was just like the most shocking piece of news ever.
Yeah.
And so sad.
And it, just a true loss in...
In the, for the entertainment, in the world.
Like, period.
Yeah.
Stanford is literally one of the best characters on ever. TV.
Like,
ever.
So many iconic lines. Mm-hmm. And he's also in White Collar, which I didn't watch, but Margot Ashray loves that show.
Yeah.
With Matt Bomer. Mm-hmm. So, just touching millions of lives and has a wonderful legacy. And it's so, so, so sad.
Yeah.
And he has a son.
Yeah, his son posted something very nice on Instagram.
And so sad.
Yeah. Okay, our next story, we're going to switch gears. And is switching gears brought to us by anyone?
I'm so unbelievably humbled and honored that you would ask.
I just want to nip your RDH before it even courses through your
No,
veins.
You're right. Like, it was starting to bubble up under the surface. Today's episode is brought to you by Pura Vida. You could shop now and give back with Pura Vida. They're known for their beautiful braided bracelets, handmade by artisans. They're string bracelets that are unisex, fully adjustable, and wax coated, so they're 100% waterproof. And of course, their jewelry that's super affordable, with bracelets starting at $6 and rings at just $12. People love to buy a lot for stacking. So if you have, you know, a couple rings and they're only between $6 and $12, it's everything of the sort. So you could stack and look like, I don't know, a boho goddess rolling out of Coachella. And you also get 6 free stickers with every order, which is so fun and just like an added bonus. Pura Vida has already donated over $3.8 million to charity. So you know that when you're shopping, your money is doing good and putting back into causes that matter. All their products are eco-friendly. The biodegradable packaging, it's certified compostable. You can even bury it in your backyard. And they have amazing launches coming up for fall, including Tarot and Zodiac jewelry, cosmic-inspired graphic tees and hoodies, and more Disney jewelry and the Fallen Heroes charity collection, which gives back to National Fallen Firefighters Association. Pura Vida, you can look good and do good. And to get 20% off your Pura Vida order, text TOAST to 38817. That's TOAST to 38817 to get 20% off at Pura Vida. Terms apply, available at puravidabracelets.com/terms. Text TOAST to 38817 for that 20% off of Pura Vida.
Thank you for that. Are you feeling better?
It's a pleasure doing business with you.
Sounds like you're feeling better.
I am.
Okay, next story is really exciting. Some casting news, some programming news. Katherine Hahn will play comedy legend Joan Rivers in the limited Showtime series, The Comeback Girl. So the WandaVision actress will play the late stand-up comedian legend Joan Rivers in a new limited series at Showtime. It's in development. It's called The Comeback Girl.
Okay, I have so many thoughts about this. One, just the fact that they're doing, it's a show or a movie?
It's a series.
Fabulous.
Limited.
A limited series about...
Which always respects the integrity.
Agreed.
Of the story.
It's basically just like a really long movie.
Yeah.
So the fact that they're doing this at Showtime and it's obviously being thoughtfully produced is making me really happy. And I have to imagine that like the success of Hacks inspired this, just because Hacks was so similar. It was just giving such Joan River vibes and now it like swept at the Emmys. I just feel like Hacks influenced this. Like, mm-hmm. Thank you, Jean Smart. So I'm just excited about the concept in general.
Yes.
And I'm actually really like pleased with this casting. I don't know who I could have thought of. I mean, I would have thought of Jean Smart, but I think that this is very good. I don't know what age they're planning on putting Joan in.
Probably focused like on her earlier in her career, like in the 1960s when she was like paving the way.
And then
when she was
Johnny
down
Carson,
and
yeah.
then got back up and now she's
got her
the
own
comeback
show.
Girl.
Yeah.
It's about the comeback.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is amazing. And, you know, when I think of Katherine Hahn, I always think of Step Brothers.
I always think of, what's that movie called? Frost Yourself. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Oh, yeah, she's like the friend.
She's the friend who plays like the therapist.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's great. Yeah, no, I always think of like, I want to curl you up in a little ball and put you in my vagina. Like, that's what I always think of.
Wait, she plays...
flat. So
she plays Derek's wife?
I think, no.
Hold on, I'm going to her IMDb.
She's definitely in Step Brothers.
Oh, she's also in Bad Moms.
Oh, yeah.
Which was actually a very good movie. She's in We're the Millers. Oh, she plays...
I never watched that movie. I hated it. I know you love it. I started it. I walked out of the theater.
It's so good. You're so wrong. Also, she was in WandaVision most recently and Transparent. She's in Knives Out. She's really in so much stuff.
Was she in Step Brothers? She is.
Yeah, she was in Step Brothers, yes. Win a Date with Tad Hamilton, an amazing movie.
Oh, my God.
The Dictator, an amazing movie.
I love Win a Date with Tad Hamilton. That's like...
I actually was thinking about that movie recently.
I think about it a lot. Her seven laughs, you know?
I know.
And so good.
Then she calls him out. She's in The Holiday. She's just always the friend. And now she's a star. No, it's her moment.
I feel like she's like a modern millennial, like Judy Greer.
Yeah.
Like, there's, always the co-star, never the star.
Yeah. I feel like recently she's come up to the star, but, like, now she'll be headlining this show. This could be, you know, this could be her Emmy moment, even though I think she was just snubbed for WandaVision.
I'm really curious if Melissa's involved in this. Like, I feel very torn about Melissa because, on one hand, she was the only person who knew Joan better than anyone else, and she was the apple of Joan's eye. But, like, if you were invested in them as much as I was, like, you know how, like, Melissa gave her mom such a hard time. And, like, she was so ungrateful to have a mother as great and wonderful. Like, if I was related to Joan Rivers, like, I would literally wake up every morning and just wait by her feet and have just, her like, tell me what to do.
Yeah.
Like, I would do anything for her. Like, I would bow at the temple of Joan Rivers. And Melissa, like, just couldn't be bothered with her mom and was always complaining about how her career took her over as a mom. Like, shut up.
Yeah.
So I want her to be involved just because, like, she probably has great stories. But, like, I don't know. I feel like Melissa's perception of her mother is not... I'm not interested in seeing that because I don't think she idolizes her mom in the way that the world does.
Yeah. I mean, just reading through this article, there's no mention of her. There's no mention of her involvement.
Yeah. But she's also, like, a TV producer. So maybe she'll be involved.
Yeah. I'm sure she'll let us know soon.
She got the apartment. The gilded apartment on Fifth. I wonder, like, what happened to that?
She'll probably sell it. She probably won't appreciate it.
Like, that's my dream. If I could purchase, I'm honestly going to go to the bank after this and take out a loan. Like, if I could purchase that apartment and leave it exactly how it was, I would make a museum.
She literally lived like Downton.
She lives like Downton. And that's why she said, like, if you watch her documentary, which I cannot encourage you to watch enough, it's called A Piece of Work. It's the best documentary of all time. She lives like, it's so opulent.
She lives like a queen. Gilded. And so that's why she can't stop working.
And they're like, why don't you stop? Well, she's like, well, look. And she also supports, like, everyone on her staff. She sent them to
college,
private school, took care of their kids, like her whole family. So she couldn't stop. It was like this hamster wheel, but she also didn't want to because, like, she wanted this level of opulence and she had to pay for it. No one else was going to.
That's very hacks also.
Very hacks.
The way that she lived was definitely inspired by Joan. Like, she has all these people that work, like, she just doesn't lift a finger.
They never gave us, like, any concrete answer on whether or not, like, Joan was the inspiration of Hacks, but, like, she obviously was. Not the whole thing, because, of course, Joan never did Vegas, and, like, there were things that didn't match up, but, like, Joan was the archetype for Deborah Vance, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to get confirmation for
that. I would have loved some confirmation. Especially, like, someone finally putting fucking respect on Joan Rivers' name.
Well, I mean, I'm sure if I search Hacks Joan Rivers, like, I'm sure there's
I read, like, a Vulture article. Nobody knows for sure. They're like, let's point out the obvious.
Yeah.
By the way, like, if you do...
Hold on. Hacks creator on if Deborah Vance was based on Joan Rivers.
Oh.
After all, blah, blah, blah. He said, or I don't know the name of the director, said, she's an amalgamation of a lot of people. She started as a stage act with her then partner, kind of like a Nichols and May. So there's Elaine May in there. She had a famous sitcom and then very public divorce, not unlike Lucille Ball. We also threw on Phyllis Diller and Joan Rivers and Elaine Boosler and Rita Rudner and Paula Poundstone. So many female stand-ups that didn't get the recognition that some of their white male counterparts did. And obviously, Jean also brought a lot of herself to the role, so it really became something very distinct.
Okay, like the Phyllis Diller, yes, because, like, Phyllis Diller opened the door for, you know, for the likes of Joan Rivers. But I'm sorry, like, it's Joan Rivers, and let's stop.
Yeah. So, Lucille Ball, I see a little bit.
If you do anything today, but, like, it's watching A Piece of Work by Joan Rivers. Like, the fact that, like, and then watch the interview where she She talks about getting snubbed for an Oscar for her documentary. Like, she was just everything of the sort. And, like, you'll really come to understand, one, like, how fucking funny she is, because she's not even trying to be funny in the documentary. It's really just, like, her everyday life. And, two, you'll understand her whole life story and, like, why she never stopped working. Mm-hmm. I don't know. The fact that she's dead is just, like, something I still really...
So wrong.
I will never get an endoscopy, and I stand with Joan.
Yeah. Are you ready for our next story?
Sure.
Britney Spears' new Netflix doc will... sorry, it's not her doc. It's Netflix
a doc about
Britney Spears, and it will explore her conservatorship.
Yes, I heard it's very, like, detailed and dark and...
New trailer dropped on Tuesday. It's called Britney versus Spears. Incredible title.
Incredible title.
In the clip that dropped, Spears can be heard leaving a voice message for her lawyer on January 21st, 2009 at approximately 12:29 a.m. She said, "Hi, my name is Britney Spears. I called you earlier. I'm calling again because I just wanted to make sure that during the process of eliminating the conservatorship, the documentary will chronicle her conservatorship. It has been in the works for over a year."
Oh man, that's crazy. I'm sure, like, the Spears clan is quaking because...
And this might explain why we're seeing some movement, like why Jamie resigned, like maybe because this documentary will cause so much fanfare that now they can't call for anything because he's out.
Or, like, it's just going to make people look really fucking bad. Like, people just want to, you know, revert to their bunkers while the documentary is
playing. No, but, like, there would be some sort of, like, action after if people are really, like, upset about it. But what can... You know, they ask Jamie to do now that he's resigned.
Right.
So maybe they won't ask anything of him.
So I believe
I'm sure he's hoping.
The official trailer drops at some time today. We don't know when. But that little teaser did send a little chill down my spine.
Yeah.
Her voice is, like, so sad. Like, and by the way, I cannot believe that was in 2009. I literally thought it was from, like, this year.
Yeah, that's how long this has been going on for.
Right, that's even sadder.
Yeah. I mean, the Free Britney movement already feels like it's everywhere and everyone's talking about it. But I think this is going to, like...
Blow it out, actually change
things and blow it out of the water. I think everybody's going to be talking about this documentary.
That's so crazy. I wonder if Britney's involved at all. Like, I don't know if they can get to her because of her conservatorship, but
right.
I'm sure she would have loved to have provided some documents, voicemails, things like that.
Right. I'm sure she's not, but once she's free of it, like, I wonder if she'll share
her journey,
her story.
I feel like we could be getting a book. Like, I don't know how else you memorialize something that's been going on for so long. Like, a documentary wouldn't even do it justice. Like, I think a book is really, like, the best.
That's a good point. Also, a documentary at this point, like, we've seen a few. So if we get, like, another one that's just from her POV, I think a different format.
Me too.
Would be stronger. I think a book would be great.
Me too.
I hope that this, you know, has the intended effect and... I'm sure we'll all be watching. So.
Of course. I can't wait for the trailer to come out today.
Yeah. And then the whole show should be dropping soon.
It's a documentary or, like, a series?
It is a docu... It's a doc. That's...
Cool.
They keep saying the doc. Documentary.
Oh, so it's not, like, a four-part...
A documentary could be a series, too.
So confusing. Like, what's a movie and what's a show anymore? Sometimes when I think of The Queen's Gambit, I'm like, that was a movie.
Yeah, a beautiful, wonderful 8-hour movie.
Stunning movie.
Sickening.
Honestly, every episode of Downton Abbey is literally a film. It's over an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm watching like 11 movies a day. That's crazy.
That's crazy when you think about.
Right.
Like, we're all watching 11 movies a day.
I think we're all watching. Isn't that crazy?
That's sick.
I know. Every time I, like, turn on an episode and it's over an hour, I'm like, time for the theater.
That's really crazy. Also, you know what I've noticed when I'm watching binge watching something? It's so hard to, like, stop watching at the end of one episode because it's, like, a cliffhanger. And you're just like, wait, I need to go to the next one. I stop watching in the middle of the episode because when I get bored, I'm like, you know what? I can put a pin in this.
This is a good time to take a break.
Since I literally don't care.
No, that's true because, like, actually I feel the exact same way because at the end I'm like, oh, well, I got to watch.
What happens
next? But then in the middle, I'm like, Mrs. Padmore's being a nut. I'm like, you know what? I can take a break.
Are you talking trash about Miss Padmore?
Never. But she is, like, off her rocker.
She's extra, sure.
But you know what? She loves Daisy, and she loves what's that, Ivy.
Ivy's cute.
Yeah. Daisy is so jealous of Ivy. Like, so it's hilarious.
It's a really good, like, foil for Daisy.
Totally. She needed a good kick in the ass.
Yeah, no, Daisy's up there with Edith. Like, they should go
be roommates. The worst of the worst.
Yeah, and she, like, gets more prominence in the show over time.
Yeah, because she's working her way up in the kitchen.
She must have tested well in Q scores.
Right.
But I never wanted to hear about it.
Totally.
Oh, also Mosley.
Obsessed. Like, don't say anything.
King.
No, I feel so bad for him because, spoiler alert, Mr. Matthew died and, like, he doesn't have a job and now he's, like, paving roads, delivering groceries. And he, like, got offered a job as a footman, which is such a step down for him. And he, like, needed a minute to think about it and they filled the position in the minute that he was gone.
Like, no. Like, I'm hurting for Mosley.
I know something good's coming for Mosley. Like, it has to.
Right, because Mosley will have his time.
Good. It's all coming up Mosley.
It's all coming up Mosley. Any new castings happening?
Yeah, Thomas brought in that wench, like, the new lady maid for Cora. And I don't know what his plan is yet.
Why is she a wench?
Because she's with Thomas.
Okay.
And then that maid who, like, tried to fuck Tom came back and actually did fuck Tom. And then they let her go again for fucking Tom.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it, I think.
Okay.
And Lord Gillingham, who proposed to Mary. And she should have accepted.
No, but then we'd have to deal with his valet.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Okay, are you ready for our fifth and final story?
Do you mean...
Wait, hold on.
Everyone, get your triangles ready. Oh.
I'm going to try, like, to make something happen here with the scrunchie. Okay. It's the final story. It's the final story on a Wednesday. It's hump day. Don't forget to hump someone you love.
That was really good.
Thank you.
That's always what I had in mind for the final story when we started singing it.
Could have imagined it better myself.
Literally. Okay, your fifth and final story is a little reboot news. Mm. But I feel like someone's bringing it to us.
Oh, wow, I'm like so off my game today. It's the RDH. Someone is bringing the little reboot news to us, and it's Vivino. You know, we love a glass of wine, especially after a long, torturous hump day. And we're no experts. We know what we like, but we also love trying new varieties, wines our local stores don't carry. And that's why we use Vivino, the world's biggest online wine marketplace and the largest online wine community with 50 million users who have rated and reviewed just about every wine. They carry some of your favorites, plus they have exciting personalized recommendations for us based on our taste. If you're looking for wines you never knew existed and that are going to change your life, check out Vivino. Their app is everything you need to know about wine and so much more right in your hand. You can see all the ratings, the reviews, you can leave your own, and you can, of course, buy wine. Our favorite thing to do is scan a bottle when we're shopping at a store and see what Vivino users have to say. Honestly, like, I don't trust a lot of communities online, but, like, the winos, they know what they're doing, mm-hmm. and I wouldn't buy a bottle of wine anywhere without scanning it on Vivino. We've really stepped up our wine game thanks to Vivino. Give them a try. We know you're going to love it. Go to vivino.com/themorningtoast and use code themorningtoast at checkout to save 20% off on your first order of up to $200. So it's vivino.com/themorningtoast. Code themorningtoast to save 20% off on your first order of up to $200. vivino.com/themorningtoast. Code themorningtoast. See site for details. Terms apply.
Thank you, Claudia. So
it's a pleasure.
It's less reboot news. Apparently, it's spinoff news.
Okay.
Adam Devine will star in a Pitch Perfect spinoff series on Peacock.
I want to hate this, but sounds pretty good.
A Pitch Perfect spinoff series has been ordered at Peacock, and Adam Devine will reprise his role from the film franchise that the movie's fans all love to hate. We did?
Well, 2, 3, and 4, but Pitch Perfect 1 was excellent.
His role, I think they're saying I guess he was like a little bit of a crazy.
No, I'm
he
sorry.
He was like an acapella dictator.
I just saw a TikTok that was so well said, pertinent. Growing up is realizing that the Troublemakers were so much better than the Barden Bellas. Like, they deserve the praise. They deserve the hype. I'm sorry. They were much better. I've got the magic in me. Actually, they weren't so nice to Ben Platt, but they did let him perform in the end, so.
Yeah.
Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold. So good. I stand the Troublemakers, just saying.
Okay, well, it sounds like this is the show for you because...
And I stand Adam Devine.
NBC Universal said, when we saw the opportunity to create a series for Pitch Perfect with Elizabeth Banks, Max Handelman, and Paul Brooks, plus some more earworm classics for superfans to enjoy, we jumped at it. And to top it off, we are so fortunate that Adam Devine is headlining the series and bringing fans the quirky, laugh-out-loud sensibility they loved in the film franchise. So Devine played Bumper Allen, as we all know, the leader of the all-male rival a cappella
group. Went on tour with John Mayer, right?
And he had to come back. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he was just like the king of the a cappellas.
No, he's actually really funny. I think the fact that Elizabeth Banks is involved makes me feel good. Like, it's the project is in good hands.
Well, I'm curious about what the storyline will be, because obviously he's too old to be in college, even right. though he was like a super senior. So, but no, I think he'll move on from me college. Too. Maybe he'll be like the TA for the Troublemakers, like of. And we kind of give me like Glee vibes.
Oh, I kind of
or
love
maybe
that.
He like moves back to his hometown and starts to run his
Glee club,
local Glee club,
and then he's
like the new Mr. Shu.
By the way, that's a really good idea.
He would be an amazing Mr. Shu.
So this is the thing, and you know what? I haven't thought about Adam Devine in a while, and I feel like right before the pandemic, he was like blowing up. Like his comedy special on Netflix was like one of the most watched, and then I just feel like. Because of the pandemic, like, I literally forgot he existed. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite facts about him is that he's engaged to Donna LaDonna from The Carrie Diaries.
I'm unfamiliar.
You don't know who Donna LaDonna is?
No.
Did you never watch The Carrie Diaries?
I watched a few episodes, but I didn't love it.
She was like, the mean girl with, like, she has really big lips.
Donna LaDonna.
No, I don't think that's her real name. It's Chloe something.
Donna LaDonna, Carrie Diaries.
Yeah. Oh. You know this girl. She is, like, in every...
Chloe Bridges.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're engaged, and I just feel like they, like, are so cute, and, like, they were, well, he was getting, like, so famous right before the pandemic, and now I just, like, forgot about him. So I'm really excited for this Peacock series, and it does sound really good.
I will give it a chance, and I do think he can carry the show. And I watched his comedy special. I totally forgot during
right.
the pandemic. I remember enjoying it.
Right.
So
this... Ben, like, loved it.
Yeah. Oh, his birthday's November 7th, just a day after mine.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Spooky birthday twins.
Share a party.
Who's your birthday twin? Sally Field?
Of course, Queen. Flying Queen. Nun.
Well, it's funny now because, like, back in the day, birthday twins was, like, the biggest deal in the world. But now there are so many more celebrities.
It was literally, like, your identity.
Yeah. My identity was having the same birthday as Jessica Simpson. Like, it was so important to me. But now there are so many more celebrities. Like, I'm sure Jessica Simpson isn't even the most famous person with my birthday. I actually have the same birthday as Erica Jane.
Yeah. No. Now... I'm looking at November 16th.
New celebrities.
Birthdays, new celebrities. Emma Stone, like that would have been really helpful growing up. Ethan Hawke. I always knew that one, but I never knew who he was. And now, you know, now that I watch the Olympics, I do. Sally Field, obviously.
That's Tony Hawk.
I know. It was
okay.
It was a joke for the people who listened to that episode.
Okay.
Referencing myself.
To reference or not reference myself.
A new celebrity, Lamar Odom.
Very fresh.
Rebecca Romijn, who was a celebrity when I was growing up, but...
she was like a supermodel.
Yeah, she was just a supermodel. I really couldn't relate.
Just a supermodel.
I couldn't relate. But now that she's married to Jerry O'Connell, like, things are different. Mm.
Yesterday...
Aaron Hernandez.
Eek! Yesterday, 2 years ago, or maybe 1 year ago? No, 2 years ago, Jerry O'Connell was on the toast. He came up on my time hop. Kind of miss
too.
Jerry and his chaotic energy. Like, need him back.
Mine too. Kelly Rutherford...
From
Lily Vanderwitzen. Yeah,
from Glee.
And
not Glee, Gossip Girl.
Chris Soules. I didn't know he was in November 6th, Bebe.
Mm.
That is really interesting.
I'm just going to hold my tongue.
That's really interesting. I'm going to go do yours.
Yeah,
don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Because
we'll
I do know I have the same birthday as Jessica Simpson, obviously, but new celebrities. I know I have the same birthday as Erica Jane, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm. July 10th, famous birthdays. Let's go. Sofia Vergara.
Of course, like, only stunning people have July 10th birthdays. That makes sense.
Nikola Tesla.
You're lying. He's on famousbirthdays.com.
He's on Google's. Google does a roundup. I didn't go to Famous Birthdays because, like, it's a chaotic website.
Let me know if I come up on the Google search.
Though I'm happy to be. Oh, yeah, maybe you'll show up here.
Weird, like, you have to scroll for an hour, but let's do it.
It's fine. Erica Jane, obviously. Jessica Simpson, obviously. Perry Edwards.
Oh! Little Mix.
I don't want to hurt you on this next one. Adrian Grenier.
You're lying.
Not lying.
Not You're lying.
Not lying.
I'm changing my birthday. That's disgusting. I fucking hate Adrian Grenier for a multitude of reasons.
Yeah, change your birthday.
Change your birthdays. And also cut yourself out of Devil Wears Prada. You're the worst part of the movie. And also give us back our straws.
Okay. Then also, like, a ton of other people who I do not know. and not you. I'm sorry.
No! This just ruined my day.
I know. That's like so crazy. Even one of like the Beckham babies is on it.
Harper. Which one?
Harper.
He's pretty famous.
I don't know.
So yeah, like just know your birthday twins. It's such an important factoid for you to know. And it's a great thing to talk about on a date, I feel like.
You think?
Who's your birthday twin? And they're going to be like, how old are you?
Okay, now I'm on famous birthdays. Let's see how far I have to scroll till you come up.
No, honestly, I don't like this activity. It's going to make me depressed. Because, you know, like in my own mind, I think I'm so famous. But in actuality, reality is that I'm not. So I just don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
I do know that like I am like the third most famous social media star with the name Claudia. Because there's Claudia Salewski. She's obviously ahead of me. And then there's like some other girl.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, three is, you know, you still get on the podium. I matter. You get on the podium.
For sure. So that's our show. Those were our stories. And I feel as though you needed to know them.
I do feel as though. And now you're one step closer to getting over the hump.
Because the next time we see you guys, it'll be the day before Friday.
It'll be Friday Eve.
Yes. And you know what today is? Friday Eve Eve.
Damn.
Which is so exciting. That's our show.
God, it's brutal out here.
It's brutal. Have you been watching her performance from iHeartRadio? It was like her first festival ever. Or first performance ever, not at an award show.
No.
It was really good.
I'm sure it was.
The crowd was like on fire. I saw videos on TikTok of people like beating the shit out of each other to like get to the front. That's how you know it was a good show.
Oh, yeah. So you mostly see it on TikTok?
Like, exclusively.
You know what I want to watch that looks so good? The Voice.
By the way, so glad you brought that up. So I watched all the blind auditions on YouTube. And I think I'm going to start adding it into my repertoire. Because first of all, we should have been watching for Kelly. Like, it's actually disgusting of us that we call us our fans. And we didn't even watch.
It's disgusting.
And now with Ari, like, there's such a good vibe between the coaches. Because, like, John Legend is the biggest Ariana Grande fan. Blake and Taylor. Blake and Kelly are like such good friends. Do you know? I don't know if we've talked about this yet. Blake used to be managed by Brandon. And he fired him for Kelly.
Yeah, we talked about it.
And like they are the best friends and everything of the sort. So like there's so many good dynamics. And also Kelly and Ari have such a good relationship. Did you see Ari on the Kelly Clarkson show?
I saw that she was on it.
Just giving respect to Kelly. It was so... because like obviously like Ariana is like the hottest thing right now. She's like right. The biggest pop star in the world right now. And Kelly is this more like seasoned veteran. And I guess it's easy to be intimidated by Ariana Grande. And
no, or the dynamic could be very, you know,
competitive. Very Connie Nashville.
Britton. Yes. Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Raina James.
And Hayden Panettiere.
And Hayden Panettiere, like the old guard and the new guard. But no, they seem so simpatico.
Simpatico.
Erotico.
You have to watch. It was so moving, honestly. Full of respect. Full of compassion for one another. And they were just like saying something. And Kelly Clarkson was like, yeah, but you're Ariana Grande. And Ari was like, but you're Kelly Clarkson. Like, it was fucking beautiful. So there's so much beauty going on at The Voice right now that I completely agree. We need to watch.
Did you see the video Ari posted of the Burn Book?
No.
Okay, so it's the scene from Mean Girls, Regina mm-hmm. George writing in the Burn Book yes, about yes, herself. Yes. This girl's a fugly slut, do not trust her. And she picks it up and it's Blake Shelton. And I was actually laughing out loud.
Me too. Like, love Ari just like getting, you know, getting her hands dirty.
Yeah.
And there what I mean, I know there's still so many auditions left, but there was a girl who sang, you know what, I wanna put it out there just in case she wins, because I was like so incredibly moved by her voice, and I just watched the video, so it should be in my YouTube library.
The Voice?
She might have had the... Oh, and of course, she was on Team Ari. And she sang The Bones by Maren Morris in the most unique way. Like, she changed the song.
Oh, my God. I think I'm going to watch the premiere episode. There's two episodes so far.
I know. Those episodes are... Those types of shows are hard to watch. They're so long, and there's so much trash. Like, oh, I'm a struggling musician. Like, I work in a restaurant. Like, okay, they all, like... Yeah. Everyone's story is worth telling, but it's so boring.
That's why there's fast forward. But like also the looks Ari is serving.
I know.
It's just we're really unworthy, you know?
Where is Songland? Just your biannual reminder that Songland hasn't returned.
We'll have to look into it. Also, I saw Esther Dean is on a new competition show. I was like, shit. Did she jump ship?
Oh, she did.
And it's a show that's about covers songs.
Oh, you know what? I actually did see a commercial for that, and I kind of thought the show looked good. It's like Battle of the Cover Bands.
Yeah, it just, no offense, like it just looked like
a step down from Songland.
Oh, because Songland was genius artistry premium at work. This show reminded me of Lip Sync Battle, where it's just an excuse for people to get up there and do karaoke.
Honestly, I'm so glad we've moved out of the time in our lives where Lip Sync Battle was on TV.
Yeah.
It was like the dumbest idea for a show.
No, I completely...
And it was like embarrassing for everyone involved.
I can understand how you could get carried away with something like that, because like if you were on the battle, if you were battling, mm-hmm. and like you got to dress up as someone and like be them, like that's so fun for you. Nobody fucking wants to watch it.
For you. And then they just got like so desperate with like people to come on the show that like no people were lip syncing. They didn't know the words. Like Ramona did a Britney Spears moment where she didn't know one word to the song. Like love Ramona, but like come on.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm glad that that era has ended. But now it just seems like this cover band was just giving me vibes of that show.
I feel that.
Like an excuse for people to like perform for themselves.
That was also like a weird time for that network. That was Spike TV that like turned into Paramount. And now
we have Paramount Plus.
And what is this channel? And they had American Woman for Kyle Richards. And it was just like a channel that couldn't get their shit together.
But they also produced Waco. Did you ever watch Waco?
No.
What is you doing?
I don't know.
It's so good.
Okay, no, like, I'll watch it after Downton.
Okay. It's only one season. It's pretty traumatizing. You gotta watch it.
No, but, like, Tim Riggins is in it, right?
Yeah, and David Koresh.
Who's that?
Leader of the cult.
Oh, he is David Koresh.
David Koresh, yeah.
Okay,
and
well,
it's based on a true story. It is a true story.
So I'll watch Waco if everyone who's listening to this podcast watches a piece of work. Like, seriously. It's educational. Guys,
that seems like a fair deal, everyone.
Every single one of you. All 6 million of you. All right, that's our show, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places wherever you listen to podcasts. Find us The Morning Toast. Leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. If you've made it to the end of this episode, congratulations. You are now a part of the Society Season 2. True toasters make it to the end of this episode. And to let us know that you've made it here, drop a comment on our most recent Instagram and maybe just make it the toothbrush emoji, because I just found out that there was one. So brush your teeth and drop the toothbrush emoji.
It's actually the toothbrush emoji.
Thank you. Yeah. Sorry, that was my mistake. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow for Friday Eve.
Bye.
Bye.